Any kind of like short-sided type chips would be tough, obviously. Bunkers would be difficult because I'm not used to the feel of doing that left-handed. But if your lone goal is just to break 100, I think you could manage it well enough to where you'd have a chance.
And I'm looking at Conrad, and he's shaking his head, and he's saying no.
I don't think I could break 100.
Left-handed, I bet you could.
Wait a minute. Ricky Fowler and...
Shot a 94 and a 101.
Yeah, Justin, one of them didn't break it.
Probably at a really, really hard golf course.
I'm not going to compare them to Conrad. I can compare them to you, and I'm going to say they're better than you.
What?
More athletic, obviously, and more talented.
We should play in the April Fool's Open left-handed.
Well, that's what I was mentioning to Eli.
Well, Eli says he'd blow the doors off everybody left-handed.
Well, they play three holes, right?
Yeah.
What was winning score last time?
I can't remember what Danny.
Yeah, it was like, I don't know, he was 18 over or something like that over
18
three holes.
18 over three holes. And that was at Prairie Lakes.
In three holes that weren't that tough.
That's a low bar,
but why would that even be fun?
That's a low bar.
But I'm going to say the four of us, me and you and Rick and Conrad, I'm going to say you don't even finish in first.
And I'm going to tell you this. I've seen Craig play right hand. He's not bad. We were out at Prairie Lakes one day when Ed Lohr was out there. And they both took my club. And they tried to hit it over this tree. We were sitting on a par three waiting. And Ed Lohr hit one of the most pristine drives I've ever seen right-handed. He's a lefty. And then you did, too. You hit a good one, too. It's the other shots they're going to. And I'm telling you right now.
I've told you 100 times I've gone on a range and I've grabbed my son's right opposite hand driver and I can get into a groove.
Mm-hmm.
And then I grabbed the 7-iron and I chunked the hell out of it. And so badly you could put a bunker on the driving range where I've taken my chunks. So that would be a struggle. But I'd be out there and I putt right-handed now. What would I have to putt? Do I have to go back to left-handed?
Yeah, whatever your worst way is. We left-handed.
That will be a problem.
Well, here's the thing. Having played baseball and dabbled in switch hitting, anything, my left-handed swing was always smoother than my right-handed swing. And I think a lot of people are like that. It's really weird. It's weird. I'm not sure what that means, but I'd be willing to give it a shot. But I don't think I'd play more. Jeez. I'd even be willing to just go 9 holes.
I mean, we could just do a 9 hole.
You got to break 50 over 9 holes.
I think we'd all want to quit after 9 anyway.
Yeah, but I'm more intrigued by Eli's.
Well, we could play 9 non-dominant and then, you know, the other 9 normal just to have fun.
I'm going to say you're not going to finish in first place either way.
Ooh.
Okay. Obviously, you have no respect for my golf game whatsoever. Because every time any of these come up, you always just break my balls about how bad I am.
I'm just saying playing right-handed, I'm going to say Conrad has the advantage both ways.
Fine, Craig. You're the greatest golfer in the world. We all bow to Craig.
Social distancing fight.
What are you talking? I'm not even talking about me, Eli.
I know I won't win.
What the hell was that about?
I know I won't win. Hey, Eli's, you know, he's got up there on the pedestal. Self-proclaimed, of
whatever.
Course. But
I thought I was on the radio with Mike Soroy.
What's that?
What?
Eli knows.
Great.
Whoa.
Interesting. More intrigue.
Well, let's play. Anytime you want to play, we'll do it.
Ooh. I want to do it, but
Let's go Monday.
Yeah, what else are we doing?
We can go find a good public track. Let's go do it Monday.
Got a magazine to get out.
Yeah, I've got work.
After that.
Oh, my God.
After that, we're good.